السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وإمامنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وعلى صحبك وعلى من اتبع هداك بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God than Allah, praise to Him and His Highness, who has sent His messengers to guide humanity from darkness of ignorance to the wisdom and his guidance and his mercy. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the messenger of Allah and the seal of all messengers and prophets. May Allah, praise to him, send peace and blessings to the prophet's soul, to his house, to his companions, and to the believers until the Day of Judgment. Ameen. The topic of my khutbah today, brothers and sisters in Islam, is about thinking and contemplating about the spirit of fasting in this glorious month of Ramadan. التفكر في روح الصيام، جوهر الصيام في هذا الشهر الفضيل. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. This is Surah Al-Dhariyat, verse 56 in Surah Al-Dhariyat, chapter 51. Allah, praise to Him, says, I have created humans and jinn for the sole purpose of worshipping Me. Now, analyzing worshipping Allah, then we are talking about the first level of faith, Islam. Prayers, fasting, giving zakah, going to al-hajj. This is worship. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you contemplate and you think, and this is the topic of my khutbah, to think about. Every single one of them has direct benefits to us. Prayers, cleanliness, starting with wudu. Zakat is giving good relationships with neighbors, taking social solidarity, taking care of community, and peace and stability in society. And when you talk about Hajj, it's the climax of your spiritual development. It's direct benefit to you, all of them. But on top, prayers as in their importance as budgeting your time, in addition to cleanliness, but also exercise. When it's done rightly, you are budgeting time, you are exercising, and at the same time, there are spiritual benefits in all of them. And that's not my topic, but I will focus on fasting in particular. Thinking about fasting, as-sawm. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites us to think. To be a good Muslim, to be a good believer, you have to think. You don't do things automatically without thinking. Why am I doing this? So in so many ayat, I will just share a few of them. This is in Surah Ali Imran, chapter 3, verse 191. Allah, praise to Him, says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising the believers, mentioning their characteristics, and He says these are the ones who remember Allah while standing or sitting or lying on their side, meaning while they are praying, when they are healthy, or even when we are sick, we still pray when we are on our side. So those are the believers who remember Allah, who think about Him. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ And they think about, they ponder about, they contemplate about what? خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ The creation of the heavens and the earth. It's an invitation to study. This is really geology. How do you understand? How did Earth came into being? This is the science of geology. And I here have in mind some good-intentioned brothers, Islamic scholars, saying al-ilm only is just Sharia and language. And just think about this ayah. Allah is inviting you. Allah is saying, you are a believer by thinking. You should think about how Allah, praise to Him, created earth. How do you do that? This is the science of geology. And of course, cosmology, heavens. And nowadays we have humanity very advanced. You cannot separate the natural sciences from the Sharia science. This is Quran. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be knowledgeable. In another ayah, Surah An-Nahl, this is chapter 16, verse 44 of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأنزلنا إليك الذكر لتبين للناس ما نزل إليهم ولعلهم يتفكرون. We have the sending of dhikr, the Holy Quran, to you. And he is speaking to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessing be to him. So you can clarify it to people so they may think about what it is, what's there. The emphasis here is, after you, Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon you, after you tell the message, it's the responsibility of people to think about it. Not just follow, think. In another ayah, with another verb about reasoning instead of just thinking, this is ayah 269, verse سورة البقرة chapter 2 of the Holy Quran. يقول عز وجل وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب. The ones who are going to remember me and are the ones who have reasoning minds. أولو الألباب, those with minds, with reasoning minds. And this is like a requirement for us to reason, to think. Where is this leading me to? It's leading me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created heavens and earth and made this our inhabiting place so we can live happily in this life. And when we do it right, he promised eternal happiness in paradise, inshallah, Jannah. So, but when we do that, when we obey him, Azza wa Jal, are we benefiting him? Again, I'm taking you back to what I started. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. When he wanted us to worship him, is it his intention that we give him something he needs? Absolutely not. He does not need our worshiping him. And the evidence is that all what he asked us is just to benefit ourselves. To be clean, to be healthy, to be knowledgeable, to be thinkers, to live a happy life. If all humankind got together, and the jinn with them, the aliens with them in other areas, and try to benefit Allah, they cannot. Try to harm him, Azza wa Jal, they cannot. We are not capable of doing that. So, by ordaining worship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted our benefit. Not him. He rejoices, he is happy because his creation is happy. In Surah Al-Hajj, this is chapter 22 of the Holy Quran, verse 37, Allah Azza wa Jal says, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهُ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالَهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْهَا مِنْكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise to him, is talking about the sacrifice of sheep in Hajj. And he is encouraging the pilgrims to do that in to benefit the poor. And he said, when I ordain this, when I order you to do that, I'm not going to get any of its flesh, its meat, or its blood. But I'll get your taqwa, your righteousness, your success in understanding. The whole thing is about our happiness as individuals, families, communities, world. So when we do the right thing, like this specific example of slaughtering animals, it's for the benefit of the poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to eat from its meat or to have its blood, as he said in this ayah. But he will rejoice, he will be happy that we did it, meaning we are successful, we are smart, we are taking care of our own. In Surah Fatir, chapter 35, verse 15 of the Holy Quran, يقول عز وجل: يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد. Oh people, oh humankind, you are the poor, you are the needy in your relationship with God. You have a needy person and you have a person who gives the needy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, you are the needy and Allah is not in need. And He is the praiseworthy. The exact translation of Al-Ghani. Al-Ghani is, a literal translation is the wealthy. A wealthy person in terms of money doesn't need money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ghani because He is the ultimate provider of everything. He doesn't need what we have. We need what He has. In Surah Luqman, this is chapter 31, verse 12, يقول عز وجل: وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌ حَمِيدٌ. Whoever is thankful, thankful for the provisions, thankful for ni'mat al-Islam, thankful for the favors, the health, the wealth, the family, the job, stability, security, you cannot count at all. You cannot count the favors of God. You cannot. وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to add up, to count the favors of Allah, you cannot do that. You cannot get to that. So those who are thankful by thinking about favors of Allah, they are doing it for themselves. That's the bottom line here. You are thankful, it is for you. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ghani Al-Hamid. He doesn't need. He is the glorious. He is the praiseworthy. So whatever we do, including what we do in this great glorious month of Ramadan, this is for us. Direct benefits to us as individuals, families, communities, and what. But He rejoices, He's happy that we are smart to do it. In Surah Az-Zumar, chapter 59, verse 7 of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌ عَنْكُمْ وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرَ وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. He said, after all this, if you still reject the favors of Allah, or you deny that He is the ultimate source of all provision, if you deny that, Allah still doesn't need your recognition, acceptance, or rejection. But, He said, He doesn't like it for you to do that. In that case, we have not understood, we're not successful. But He is content and He is happy when we are thankful. And finally, in this first khutbah, this is Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14, verse 8. The Quran. وقال موسى إن تكفروا أنتم ومن في الأرض جميعا فإن الله لغني حميد. موسى, peace be to him, talking to the Israelites, giving him a hard time after all the miracles God gave him to convince them, still they gave him a hard time, and he told them, if you deny the favors of Allah, if you reject the faith, you and all those who inhabit earth, then it doesn't affect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't need even what you reject or you accept. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are thankful, those who are prosperous, those who are happy in this life and inshallah will be happy in the hereafter. And ask Allah, He is very close answering your dua. ادعوا الله وأنتم موقنون بالإجابة. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. Ramadan reminds us, fasting in Ramadan. Ramadan is a great month, not only because of the fast. Fasting is the climax of Ramadan. But Ramadan is also the month of glory, the month of generosity. When we remember each other, it starts by feeling about each other. The hunger, you cannot describe hunger to anybody. Unless you're hungry, you feel it. But Ramadan also has Taraweeh. Ramadan also has Zakat al-Fitr. Ramadan also has social solidarity, people checking on each other. Ramadan has many Muslims give the Zakat in Ramadan. So it's all blessings, really. But Siyam, fasting, is the jewel of it, or the crown jewel of it, the climax of it. I spoke earlier in other khutbas about the physical benefits of Siyam many times. Basically, we're talking about losing weight, giving a break to the digestive system, getting rid of the toxins and weak cells, and living healthy and long life. All this is research. Research by researchers, Muslims and non-Muslims. All benefits to you individually. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, more than 400 years ago, another benefit of that, paid attention. And Jibreel actually told him, Jibreel alayhi salam told him about suwak, brushing your teeth. And back then in Medina, they had plants, in fact it's like desert-like, and they would get a root of plant and make it like toothbrush, and they brush their teeth. And it is a sunnah, it's a sure sunnah actually. And there is a hadith about it. The Prophet ﷺ said, أمرني جبريل بالسواك حتى خشيت أني سأدرت. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, السواك مطهرة للفم مرضاة للرب. He said, جبريل recommended, advised him so many times, so much about doing suwak, doing brushing teeth, to the extent that I thought, if I follow, I may hurt my teeth from the number of times I brush my teeth. This is 1400 years ago, when the entire humanity had no clue about cleanliness of the body, let alone the teeth. And from that time until today, Muslims have been doing that. It's a great benefit. And I remember reading in the Fatih Masr, when Muslims entered Masr, Masr accepted Islam, Egypt, and they had some difficulty in entering the castle or the walled area of the king. And then they asked Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and he said, aren't you, he wrote them back, aren't you forgetting any sunnah? Try to do all the sunnah, not only the fard, the duties, but the sunnah. And Amr ibn al-As, may Allah be pleased with him, said yes. He said, yes, I think we are forgetting Suwak. Then this, he ordered the Muslim fighters, Muslim soldiers to go up the date palm trees and get Suwak, and get pieces of the tree to make Suwak. And the Romans and the garrison, they saw them doing that, and they said, oh my God, they are eating tree barks. These are kind of tough people. And it was like psychological warfare. And it's really part of the Fatih Masr history. But I wanted to mention it. Also, the Prophet ﷺ advised us to eat suhoor, the pre-dawn meal. And he confirmed it, he assured it. Why? Again, like I started the khutbah, think about it. He wanted us to be active during the day. If you are hungry, you may not be as active. You may not be doing what you're supposed to be doing. Ramadan should be the same schedule, actually, in order to lose weight and get the benefits of Ramadan. You should insist in eating the same quantity, not to exceed, and especially those among us who are older than 40, you cannot indulge in sugar and sweets and carbohydrates. I know that younger people, congratulations, you can still have some decades to go, but after that, carbohydrates and sugar would harm you. So you need to stick to good diet, good healthy meals, but without indulgence, without too much. And in particular, eat the suhoor so it can, you have energy to continue during the day. That's what the Prophet ﷺ said. And when you do that, it is a blessing from you. You will be blessed, that he said. Then, again, thinking about as-siyam, other than the physical benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained the siyam in the verses 183-187 of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2 of the Holy Quran. But the very first one is telling us about a great benefit, really, of siyam. Or maybe, if you want to think about it, contemplate about it, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to highlight that. He says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Oh, you have believed, fasting has been ordained on you as it has been ordained on believers before you, so you may get pious, become righteous. That's really it. When you observe the essence of fasting, what does it mean? Ultimately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be better human beings, better creatures, actually. And I wouldn't exaggerate if I say my understanding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing us for the other life by being better creatures here on this earth. Look at us, how much we are in need for this food. We have several meals a day. We cannot go without food. We are in need. We are dependent on food. Ramadan reminds us, fasting Ramadan, reminds us of this weakness. And I wish if the tyrants of the world would think about that. They think of themselves as overwhelming and bigger than anybody. Just, okay, can you go without eating? You see how much weak you are. You are always in need of that. Fasting teaches you to be righteous. And at-taqwa has many meanings. The literal meaning is avoid the anger and punishment of God. اتقاء. Shielding yourself from the hellfire. But when you read more, it has the meanings of ihsan also. Elevating yourself to higher level and levels of faith. When the self becomes in control of the body, and the self here, I'm talking about the mind. You are not the slave and the addicted creature to what the mind determines for you. Siyam is giving you, fasting is giving you this opportunity to be elevated. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So when we fast, and we are talking about your lifespan, you are being elevated higher and higher in rank, until inshallah, your ultimate destination is Al-Jannah, paradise, inshallah. Also, fasting is not just abstaining from food and drinks. It's also abstaining from harming anybody with hand or tongue. And if those who cannot do that, then Allah doesn't need them to fast, actually, to abstain from food. This is a hadith from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. Whoever does not abstain from bad words. قول الزور, الزور literally means false testimony. Saying something false that it didn't happen. But later in another hadith, فَإِذَا كَانَ صَوْمُ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَسْخَرْ فَإِنْ سَابَهُ أَحَدٌ فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمٌ. When you are fasting, you don't scream, you don't shout, you don't say bad words, obscenity. That's also fasting. And when you are faced with somebody forcing you to a situation, trying to force you to a situation that you reciprocate with these obscenity or bad words or trying to trigger you to a fight, you say, "Inni sa'im, I am fasting." It means I'm not going to reciprocate. I'm not going to be involved in this obscenity or this. اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا في هذا الشهر الكريم وأنزل علينا رحمتك وفضلك ورضاك يا رب العالمين. O Allah, we ask you to accept our fasting and our prayers in this glorious month of Ramadan. O Allah, we ask you to descend on us your mercy, your favors, your contentment. You are the Lord of the universe. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minin wal mu'minat al ahya' minhum wal amwat innaka sami'un qareebun mujibud da'awat ya rabbil alamin. Allahumma la tad' lana fi hadha al yawm al 'azim dhanban illa ghafartah wa la daynan illa sadadtah wa la maridan illa shafaytah ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم أنزل سلامك ورحمتك وفضلك على العالم كله وخاصة على بلاد المسلمين. اللهم أنزل عليهم السكينة والأمن يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. O you who have believed, say salah on peace and blessing on the Prophet and his descendants. وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر ولا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حيا الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك، ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك، ورفعنا لك ذكرك، فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب، وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله